Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, Christian nationalists. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we are broadcasting from Spokane on 96.5 FM, AM 630, and of course, the live stream provided by the American Christian Network. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Thrash 'em. Yes.
So glad that people have come to love this day.
Oh, man.
Everybody that writes to us always has something to say about looking forward to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Well, I'll tell you what. Wait till you get to the break with this new, the communist PSA that I put together. That'll make you want to thrash some commies.
Oh, yeah.
They're just in fine form. Unbelievable. But
well, it's appropriate for today that...
Yes, it is.
...that the FBI director is being subpoenaed after a whistleblower reveals a criminal scheme involving Joe Biden. And so all of our favorite Christopher Wray gets is going to finally have to answer to Congress.
And, well, what are they going to do with it, though? I mean, they just need to start thrashing him right there.
Well, hopefully they arrest him. Hopefully they arrest Biden. And I don't know why Biden hasn't been arrested already. They've already uncovered huge, huge amounts of evidence of you know...
Oh, there's more,
All of the banking records that have already been shown. And,
yes.
And gosh, the Oversight Committee has all of that.
Well, this new whistleblower now that has come forward is blowing the lid off all of these firsthand knowledge accounts of deals being made with foreign governments for, you know, political favor. It is so criminally, the corruption is just, it's staggering.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know why, I mean, they keep calling for subpoenas and testimony, and they jab their finger at him, and you're a slimy, dirty worm, you need to resign, you're not fit for that office. But nothing's happened, and nothing's happening. Yeah. Not to mention that, I don't know what happened to the shot caller that the patriots in Congress claim that they had on McCarthy.
Yeah, right.
Now he's pushing for this new bill. I mean, right on the edge of going to war. Look, the U.S. has officially announced an additional $300 million military aid package to Ukraine. And who's behind it? You had this.
Yeah, I have it right here. This stinking McCarthy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's Gates needs to pull out that shock collar remote. And where was he anyway? Where was Gates when McCarthy folded and just said, I vote for aid for Ukraine. I support aid for Ukraine. And he's going to fund the Ukraine-NATO war on Russia.
Well, some very escalatory events unfolded yesterday. As we were, you know, coming out of the morning commute, all of a sudden we start seeing breaking on the news and apparently an assassination attempt on Putin and an attack on the Kremlin with Ukrainian drones. The Russians are saying there will be consequences. And so the State Department is warning everybody, you know, at the U.S. Embassy, you know, hey, danger, danger. But Dmitry Medvedev said there's no choice but to physically eliminate Zelensky and his gang after this attempted assassination of Putin.
Right.
Of course, Kiev is, you know, Zelensky saying we did not attack Moscow or Putin.
Yeah.
Now, of course, down here on the level that we are, you know, we're at the dirt level. We're boots on the ground, you know, in our own little world. Who knows who's telling the truth, who's lying? Did Russia stage something so that they could escalate things to where they want to go? Or did Ukraine actually try to assassinate Putin? In either case, the perception is, you tried to assassinate our president. Now we're coming at you with all guns and we're going to take out your whole regime, which you and I have been saying, that regime needs to go. Zelensky's regime needs to go.
Yep, that's right.
The deep state, the United States and Europeans deep state little puppet game they got going on in Ukraine needs to be taken away from them. The little toy.
Yep.
And this could just do it. I mean, Amir Sarfati's been putting all kinds of reports out on this. I mean, they've got bombers in the air. They are staging for a massive retaliation. And, we'll see. I mean, what the news is going to start breaking, by the time we're even done with this show.
Right.
We'll see. So anyway, we'll continue to watch that, but we're creeping ever closer to world war. And now, right when this happens, right at this assassination attempt, reportedly assassination attempt on Putin, then right after that, they had to make sure the headlines read, "The United States is approving $300 million more." So,
It's just, I don't know.
I just hate being taken for a ride. I just hate it.
Well, and especially with our own border issue and the government being the middleman for all of the child sex trafficking.
Right.
And I have this clip for segment two here for today that describes where all of the money, we had reported that the UN was paying all of these illegal immigrants to come here.
Right.
Well, we've got an update on that. And you're going to be absolutely furious when you find out where the money is really coming from.
Right.
And so we'll get to that in segment two. But
treason.
Yes.
Pure treason.
Yep.
Thrash the commies.
All the way around. And well, it looks like we are getting ready to send 1,500 troops to the southern border as well, ahead of this surge of illegal immigrants that is supposed to start just flooding through on May 11th, as soon as Title 42 is lifted. And so well, that's fantastic. Why now?
Right.
I mean, there's like 3,000 of them. What about the 6 million that already came in?
Exactly. It's a dog and pony show.
It's
a big clown show is all it is. Oh, we're sending troops. What happened to Texas Abbott? What happened to sealing off that border with military?
Right.
They're just down there helping to process illegals. Here, yep. watch that group over there.
Well, exactly. And something else interesting, we had reported on all of the Chinese nationals coming across the wide open border and speculating that they're probably coordinating through all of these six Chinese police stations that the Chinese just come over here and set up shop without anybody's approval, without anybody giving them the go-ahead. They just show up and start doing business, right? Well,
Schumer probably said, yeah, just set up right over there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it turns out that one of these secret police stations was just found out by Republican Mike Flood from Nebraska, who's saying that one is basically in his backyard almost, that it's located in Omaha, Nebraska. And it says here, this is an Epic Times article, it says, to some, Middle America might seem like an unlikely point of interest for Chinese surveillance operation until you find out that the alleged Chinese service center is not far from the Offutt Air Force Base, which serves as the headquarters of the U.S. Strategic Command, the command overseeing U.S. nuclear bombers and both land and sea-based nuclear missiles.
Yep.
And so the representative is saying, we're a strategic headquarters, and to have one of these Chinese service centers in our backyard in Omaha, Nebraska, tells you how aggressive and omnipresent the Chinese want to be in every community in America.
That's right.
And that is startling, to say the least.
Can you imagine a coordinated effort where as soon as they go for Taiwan, all of our military is going to scramble?
Right.
And all of these Chinese
operatives
start shooting down all of our aircraft at all of the air bases. Look what that would do to our, I mean, it's brilliant strategically, and they're able to get away with it because we're letting them. But
Right. Just buy all the land right next to it.
Anti-aircraft missiles. I'll just stack them up at all these locations. So as soon as the U.S. scrambles, they just start taking down aircraft. And then good luck trying to stop them at 20 different military bases.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and just imagine the chaos that would create, simultaneously cutting all of our undersea fiber optic lines, taking out the satellites, all the command and control communications, boom, gone.
Yep.
In an instant. And all the military trying to respond, taken down as they're lifting off.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even have to get every single one.
The fact that they're here at all,
it is
so alarming and so dangerous to even have them in our country.
Right.
I mean, they should have been rounded up and shipped out like as soon as we found out about them.
Right.
You know, not just saying, oh yeah, well look, we just saw 3,000 of them come across the southern border this past week. No, that is called, oh boy, I better not say. That is called, we'll just give our country away to the enemy and let them, you know, get all strategically all set up and ready to go. And as soon as they're all in place and it's, you know, thumbs up, that's when it's going to happen.
Yeah. Patriots, just prepare to defend yourselves, your families, your communities, and start building up that your networks so you can rely on each other and share information. And nobody's coming to help. Nobody's coming to the rescue. So it really depends on us taking care of ourselves and our families, make sure that we're self-reliant and our communities and networking with other like-minded people, because we're all going to need each other.
No kidding. Because my question is going to be, what happens when they do go operational, right? What happens, how are Americans going to respond to the enemy being on the ground in our country, especially when we've got facilitators in our government that are going to be saying, oh, don't react to them in any certain way. They're, you know,
right.
they would be making us the enemy for trying to do something about the enemy being on our soil.
A lot of people won't even know, you know, once they cut communications, people are just going to be angry that they can't get gasoline anywhere because none of the ATM machines are able to process their sale.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they're just going to be in their own little world, their own myopic little bubble, you know, scrambling around trying to find gasoline,
right?
You know, or the last of the groceries or whatever. So, I mean, it's pretty astounding, but it's also, you know, it's kind of exciting in the sense that Christ is coming back very soon, and all of this is supposed to happen. You know,
right.
This not everything that we're talking. We're you know, surmising.
Yes.
You know, how they could you know, choose to go operational, what responses and reactions might be, but in any case, this is just part of a small part of it, you know, much, much bigger picture, and God's in the center of it. And so,
yes, that's our saving grace right there. That's all there's to it.
Well, speaking of that, let's find out what the Lord has for us today. What's the word of the day?
Yes, the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday is awesome. It comes to us from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 10 that read, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it that it may bear more fruit. You're already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If one does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is dried up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so you will become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's another really positive one. And that's really, with everything going on, you know, in the news cycle and in the world and everything else, taken our focus right back to this. In the midst of it all,
right,
be the light, be the remnant.
Yep.
You know, be the light of this world, spread the gospel, and convey to people that that is our ultimate hope. This is just the beginning, and these are birth pangs, you know, what we're seeing going on, and
right,
it's pretty astounding to watch unfold, but this is nothing compared to where it's going.
Yep.
And, you know, you just don't want to be here for the fireworks, you know, when they start.
Yeah, that's not going to be any fun at all.
Global level.
That's not going to be like watching a good movie. That's going to be a horror show.
Right.
More like a horror movie. And so, but yeah, that's the whole point, is that bear as much fruit as possible.
That's
you
right.
Know? I like that it says that I am the vine, you're the branches, he who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. That's actually helpful to know as well.
Yes.
Right? that what we do is what he allows us to do.
That's right.
And so that well, not all things. You know, I mean, of course,
right.
Of course you can.
According to his will.
Right.
Yeah.
So long as you're in his will and you're keeping his commandments, he's got you covered.
There you go.
Yep.
That's a good one. Okay. And once again, what was the scripture?
Okay. That was John chapter 15, verses 1 through 10.
All righty. Good deal. All right. Meditate on that today.
That's right. Praise God for that.
Absolutely. All right. This segment is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. They've just taken great care of us, and they are Christian Patriot owned. They're located in the American Redoubt. They take care of hundreds of websites. If you guys have a ministry or a business or a website for any reason, you have to have that hosted somewhere. And instead of going to these big box, web hosting places, you know, support a Patriot owned business. Their prices are very competitive, and we'll take good care of you. So, and you'll be supporting a Christian Patriot-owned business. It's TLCWebHosting.com. And we'll take a quick break, come back after these messages, and we'll continue on the other side.
People wonder, how can a communist look you in the eye and tell one barefaced lie after another with a straight face?
When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%, and that's because of the actions that this president has taken.
Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me.
He has tools that he's used to make sure that we do this. We actually deal with the immigration system in a humane way. And in a way that is that actually deals with what we're seeing at the border.
Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying.
That more action needs to be taken. So it has to be legislative action. We're going to continue to call Congress to do that. And so this is important to this president.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you guys for your support. We are listener supported, and it's you guys that keep us on the air. If you want to keep us on the air and you think that we're worth supporting, then go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on that support or donate to RFR tab, and find the different ways that you can support us. And we can also, if there's another way too, that you want to contact us, like cash Cash App or one of the others, then let us know. And we do have Cash App set up as well. Okay, Lady Liberty, we've got some pretty cool stuff, very revealing stuff lined up.
Yes, that's right, everyone. Welcome back to Thrashakami Thursday. And like I said, you guys are going to be furious when you find out that all of that money that the UN was, is giving to all of the illegal aliens that are coming here, we reported that they were being paid approximately $800 per person by the United Nations. Well, lo and behold, it turns out that guess where the UN is getting that money? The UN is actually getting it from the International Organization for Migration, which deals directly with the United States State Department.
Imagine that.
And
a bunch of leeches.
So, yeah. And so listen now to this clip that we have here from the Epoch Times Crossroads with Joshua Phillip.
The question of where the money is coming from is answered on the IOM website. The most commonly named donor is the United States government, and it lists several sub-branches of the U.S. Agency for International Development and the U.S. State Department. The UN organization appears to work directly with the State Department. It says that its refugee resettlement program, which runs on donations from the State Department's Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, provides extensive support to the U.S. government in carrying out its U.S. refugee admissions program. Among its listed services are medical, training, processing of cases, and transportation. It says the IOM branch in New York works as a liaison between the IOM and the U.S. State Department. And its website also solves some of the mystery where the migrants are getting their money. Under the Refugee Travel Loans tab of its website, it states, all refugees arriving in the United States are offered interest-free travel loans by IOM. And it says IOM arranges for refugee travel using funds furnished by the Department of State.
It notes that refugees need to repay these debts within 46 months after arriving in the United States, and it passes this responsibility to NGOs,
including the Church World Service, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, the International Rescue Committee, and others. American taxpayers are financing the mass migration into the United States, including for operation costs and for direct payments to the migrants. The money is going through various NGOs, which are involved in resettling refugees. And the United Nations, meanwhile, is facilitating the migration into the U.S. under the guidance of the State Department.
And that right there is what we're talking about when we say treason.
Yep, big time.
Absolutely. And Congress is behind this. I mean, the funding is the purse strings. This is where you stop illegal activity.
Yes,
stop
exactly.
Stop funding them.
Yep.
And Congress has control over their budgets.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's just like the same thing happened with President Trump when these countries would, they were sending their prisoners and other ilk and just regular citizens to the United States. And Trump said, okay, we're cutting off your funds.
Right.
They reversed immediately. That's where you got to go after them. And then hold the individuals criminally responsible because they are paying foreigners to invade our country.
Exactly.
With our money.
With our money. You and I are actually paying for those people to come here. And it's just going through the middleman of the IOM. All this time they've been saying, oh yeah, the United Nations is paying them, which is bad enough because anybody paying illegal aliens to come into our country, boy, they need the smackdown. And then to find out that, oh no, it's actually us. We're funding all of that out of our own money.
Right.
I mean, the fact that we're paying for it. We're paying for people to come here illegally.
That's right.
This whole special that Joshua Phillip did for Epoch Times. It's the whole title of it is The U.S. Government's Shocking Role in Child Trafficking is Exposed.
Yes.
And so, you know, here we have the Biden admin being accused of running a large scale child trafficking operation in relation to the border crisis. And findings on this from a grand jury were detailed in a 142-page document from the Supreme Court of Florida. And so I thought that was interesting that it's they're actually the ones that are laying down the accusation. And
right.
So good for them. It came right out of a grand jury. And so similar accusations were recently made by Department of Health and Human Services whistleblower Tara Lee Rodas that we played for everyone here on our show. And her statements are just shocking that they know that they're being trafficked for prostitution. Children.
Right.
Children that are having to prostitute to pay for their trip here. And then meanwhile, we're paying everybody else that is coming here. And so I just, this is as bad and as black as it gets.
Yeah. You know, there's more testimony, more whistleblowers coming forward about Biden's criminal activity and, you know, he needs to be gotten rid of. And, you know, Biden's responsible for the border and all of this, which is true, but he's extremely incoherent and he obviously needs to be dealt with
right
at the legal level, but it goes deeper than that. And President Trump keyed in on this. There was the GBN, the Liberty Daily picked this up. President Trump said, Biden isn't running the country. Marxists and communists are running it.
Exactly.
And yep. That nails it. I mean, this goes deep.
This is a communist coup.
Yeah, absolutely a communist coup. And so, we need an Operation Clean Sweep. And like we're saying, top five levels of all of our federal agencies need to be like completely gutted.
Yep, exactly.
So, pray for the Republic. But remember, we're citizens of heaven first, and
yep.
God has this under control. So just keep your eyes on him. All right, you guys have a blessed day. You be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash a Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.